We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 4 o'clock hour here. I will start with the stock market report sponsored by Miami Lakes Auto Mall. Start the new year in a new ride with no payments for 90 days. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones up 151 points. S&P 500 up 47 points. NASDAQ up 203 points. So we start to get back a little bit what was lost yesterday. Cat talk as well. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Panthers are back in action tonight in Pittsburgh. Then they'll play again tomorrow night in Buffalo. Saturday, they're in Tampa. That's a 5 p.m. puck drop with the Lightning. I mentioned this yesterday. The official Panthers watch party Saturday is at the Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. And they'll have the mascots there and the Panther Patrol. And there'll be tons of drink specials, tons of Panthers fans there. So that's a fun place to watch the game. Tonight, tomorrow, or Saturday, the official watch party at Funky Buddha. And tonight's Panthers game, you can hear it with Doug Plagans on the call on 96.5 FM HD2. I am keeping an eye on CNN. They say Kansas City Fire Department says upwards of 10 victims in the Super Bowl parade shooting, 2 people in custody right now. There's a lot of video, obviously, because there's plenty of coverage of the Kansas City Super Bowl parade. So really a horrific event going on there in Kansas City. Today is the, you really want to bring it down, the anniversary of the Parkland shootings. Valentine's Day. It was one of the worst feelings I've ever had doing a radio show because that happened. The news started to come out as we were live on the air. I believe we were talking with Bill Ryder. I can kind of still remember it because I remember saying, Bill, I gotta go because the news was coming up, and we ended up going into a simulcast coverage with the news. But that was today, the Parkland shooting, which really, you know, when I use Marjorie Taylor Greene as a punchline a lot, that's why, because those parents who are still grieving the loss of their kids, Marjorie Taylor Greene came out and talked about how they were crisis actors and it didn't really happen. And she can rot in hell, as far as I'm concerned. All those parents at Parkland, that's disgusting. That's disgusting. So anyway, we'll keep an eye on that. I'm not trying to bring it down, but you see a shooting like that at the parade, and here in South Florida, you can't help but think about Parkland today. So we remember the victims of Parkland today and every day, to be quite honest. All right, let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour. Crowder is off today. Solana and Jimmy and I have you till 6. We have not given away the Heat tickets yet. We will do so before 6 o'clock. And here are your headlines for the 4 o'clock hour.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. So tonight, the Miami Heat, they're in action after a big, monumental victory yesterday. Maybe not monumental, but a big win.
Well, it was pretty shocking. We can certainly say that. No one saw that coming.
Mm-hmm.
I know Spo had said before the game, right? They said something about, having the scrubs. I mean, obviously it wasn't that that much of a pejorative. But what did he say? That's it's disrespect to the guys on this roster to say that they're missing key guys.
He was asked, and I thought it was a fair question, truthfully. He was asked by somebody out there in Milwaukee, you know, going into a game where you're shorthanded and you're missing, you know, pretty much every point guard on your roster. And he interrupted him right away. He said, it's disrespectful to say that we're shorthanded. The guys in the locker room wouldn't like that very much, so I wouldn't say we're shorthanded. And then he went on to say, competition will be decided on the floor today, and our guys in the locker room know exactly what they need to do to bring about the best of our competitive nature. And, you know, I used that, and I ran with that headline. Hey, don't say they're shorthanded today. Undermanned, perhaps, but don't say they're shorthanded, because Spo called it disrespectful to say that. And the Heat put up 123 points, and Thanasis Antetokounmpo played the final 7 minutes of the game.
They are shorthanded when Jimmy's not out there.
Oh, don't you dare. Don't you dare, Hawk. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Anyways, a shorthanded Heat tonight at Philadelphia, 7 p.m. start time versus the 76ers.
I dare you to use that as your toss to Tommy Tighe, where you just kind of casually call them the shorthanded Heat and see if he bites.
No, I mean, it was tough last night because shorthanded is what you use, right? I mean, you're missing two starters, what you use. Yeah. So he and I were kind of scrambling. I was on thesaurus.com. I mean, Tommy, he is a thesaurus, but I'm an idiot. So I'm looking up, you know, synonyms for shorthanded. And I use undermanned. I thought that was a nice in-between. No Tobias Harris, obviously no Joel Embiid. And yeah, Jay Rich, Terry Rozier, and Jimmy Butler will be out. The Heat yesterday started Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, who went off, six triples.
He did.
Caleb Martin, who didn't have five rebounds. Nikola Jokic, who led the team in scoring. And Bam Adebayo.
It wasn't just Caleb's rebounds that cost me the parlay, though. I had Tyler, I think, over 22.5 points.
Yeah, didn't get it.
We had talked yesterday on the show, hey, if they're going to keep up with Milwaukee somehow without Jimmy and without Rozier, Tyler is going to have just a boatload of points. We were wrong.
I think you had Damian Lillard over 2.5 threes as well.
I think he ended with two, right?
Ended with two, yeah. And then you had.
I think the only thing that I hit was Tyler over one. He had to make 1 3, which was really, I bet down because I think it was more like 2.5 or 3.5, the actual line.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Terrible parlay by me.
And that first three.
And
he
this
hit.
PSG bet that's going on right now, Champions League, this seems to be a terrible bet so far, too. They're in the 53rd minute. PSG and the RSOs scoreless. And I have PSG at minus 135. Let's see what my early cash out would be. I could cash this ticket out for $27.08.
Huh. Let me check. Because I got it at 120, minus 125. Let's see.
And if you want to double up on it, like if you still think PSG is going to pull this thing out, they're plus 160 right now.
I can cash out for $14 right now.
I'm thinking about taking the $27.
Nah, come on. Let's ride with the Parisians.
All right. A lot of time left.
Come on. Oh, there's Mbappe. Shoot it, you bum. They'll get a goal, Hawk. They're pressuring up top. Oh, man.
I'm so far behind. Mbappe doesn't even have the ball yet.
By the way, that three-pointer that Tyler hit yesterday, the only leg of your parlay that you hit, he moved into third all-time in franchise three-pointers made, passing Eddie Jones.
So who's number one all-time three-pointers made?
Duncan Robinson.
Or the Heat? Is it Duncan? Wow.
Yeah, it's Duncan Robinson. I don't know. I don't know who number two is. My guess is Tim Hardaway. My guess.
Well, you just said he went to number three.
He went to three. So Duncan won. I think it's Tim Hardaway. I could be way off on this. I think it's Tim Hardaway, though.
Tricky Smith.
Let's see. All-time leaders, threes made, Miami Heat. Yep. Duncan Robinson, 960. Tim Hardaway, 806. And now Tyler Hero, 714. Eddie Jones, second greatest number six in Heat history.
Who's the first greatest number six?
Jimmy?
LeBron James.
Oh, how dare you? I'll punch you in your mouth.
Mario Chalmers.
Mario Chalmers.
Jimmy,
man.
How dare you?
Mario Chalmers. So, Hawk, you
missed
know
the alley-oop.
You know how Jaime Jaquez Jr. will compete in the slam dunk contest on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm listening to the broadcast yesterday. Jaime actually had a pretty decent game. And after he had an N1 opportunity, Jax, you know, he's kind of just riffing in the broadcast. And he gave us a little tease to what we might see from Jaime in the dunk contest. Are you interested?
Yes.
All right. So
I'll make this the 15 minutes of heat if you want.
Boom. Let's do it.
15 minutes of heat brought to you by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Start the new year in a new ride with no payments for 90 days. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Tell me.
All right. So again,
let me guess. Jax knows the name of the dunk. Is that where this is going?
Yeah, I mean, he gives us, you know, an idea of what we might see from Triple J, Triple J, as I would call him, at the slam dunk contest. So this just happened live on the broadcast last night.
Jaime turns 23 on Sunday, a day after the slam dunk contest. That's on Saturday night. He'll be in that. Rising Stars on Friday night in Indianapolis. I've heard whispers about a 360 windmill coming up in that arsenal.
Goal! More exciting than a Jaime Jaquez Jr. 360 windmill is a PSG goal!
Goal!
Let's go! 1-0 PSG, 57th minute. Let's go!
Olé,
360 windmill,
olé,
though, will be very exciting.
Mbappe.
I mean, you literally just said this guy stinks.
What are you talking about? I love you, Kylian Mbappe. Legend. Bro, 360
they
windmill.
Hold on. They can hold on. I have a little money to lose on the Heat game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 360 windmill. That would be something.
It would.
That's a nice goal. Mbappe, oh, right place, right time.
Yes, sir. No VAR either. Get the stupid cameras out of here. Let's go, baby.
Back in my day, there was no camera. Maybe a Polaroid.
Oof.
You know how we knew if you were offsides? You weren't. I used to plant myself at the opponent's goal. I would stand there.
Oof, what a rush, baby. Let's go. Let's go. What a goal, too, man. Deflection. Full dive. Just gets a little flick on it, Hawk. That's what we call a cheeky goal right there. Cheeky finish.
Cheeky goal, Mbappe.
A cheeky finish from Kylian. You love it, baby. We do have a South Florida trifecta tonight. So Heat at Sixers, final game before the All-Star break. Then Panthers at Penguins, 7:30. First game of a three-game road trip for Los Gatos. You can hear that game on 96.5 FM HD2. And then Canes Hoops, they're at Clemson tonight, 7 p.m. That game will be on AM 790.
All right.
See what else I have here, Hawk. I'd mentioned earlier in the show, Hassan Whiteside. Since we're bringing up legendary heaters, Hassan Whiteside is...
What was his number? 31?
Hassan was 21, I believe.
21?
21. I have a feeling Riley isn't building a statue or hanging up Hassan's number in the rafters.
Probably not. I'm guessing there's also no front office position coming his way.
He was doing it with blocks, though, man. Wanted his 2K rating up as
well. I wonder, you know, I mean, not to get into this conversation again, but I wonder if Pat Riley thinks to himself, Spo really screwed up what I had envisioned for Hassan Whiteside and this team.
I don't think so. I don't think that's the takeaway from the guy.
You
they
think
just
Riley
threw the bag
thinks
at.
It was his mistake to give him all that money, not Spo's mistake by not using him the way that he envisioned when he gave him all that money?
Truthfully, I think Pat Riley, Coach Spo, the entire brass, the entire coaching staff thinks Hassan Whiteside just spoiled away a ton of talent. That's what that's really what I think. He got the bag and wasn't willing to do whatever it took to maximize himself in this
system. Do whatever
system.
It took. He was on the bench.
No, I mean, he started games. The series where Hassan Whiteside could have made it all worth it was Heat Sixers in the first round the year the Heat traded for Wade. So this is 2017, prior to the Last Dance season. And Hassan started all of those games. Bam was a rookie coming off the bench. Heat lost in five. Hassan started every game going up against Joel Embiid, highest paid player on the roster, and guess what? He stinks in that series.
Guy stinks in that series. Gave us some great memories, though.
He did.
I enjoyed Whiteside's time. He was quirky. He was fun.
Most legendary Whiteside moment is him in the winner's circle saying, hey, 2K, my rating's too low. Got to get my 2K
I think the most legendary Whiteside moment is him at the zoo.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Deer, bruh.
Or him in the locker room running around in circles. Do you remember that?
I do.
I loved him. Heater 18 games under 500, and he's running around the Championship Alley locker room like he's a damn carnival barker.
I loved him.
There's something else I wanted to bring up regarding food, Hawk. Let me pull it up here. It's in my my Twitter like. So, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Did you see this?
Did you see the inventor of Pop-Tarts passed away?
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Man. 96 years old.
Man. Legend.
Legend. Legend.
Right? Yeah.
Got to see everything come to fruition with the Pop-Tarts bowl and the edible mascot. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what more could I do here?
I mean, that's as good as it's going to get.
I've done it all.
Is the Pop-Tart on the Mount Rushmore of breakfast foods? I know. You hear that at first, and you're like, that's ridiculous. But
wow, that was another great shot by Mbappe.
Oh, here we go, though. We're getting a free kick. Dembele fouled. I know you hear that right off the bat, and you must laugh.
Yeah, you go waffles, pancakes,
right, but
bacon, hash browns, toast, bagels. Mm-hmm. That, no.
No? You sure?
Pop-Tart, because cereal, oatmeal. Nah.
Every kid growing up, I think in the world, or at least in the United States, eats Pop-Tarts on the way out to school. Like, that was your breakfast on the way out to school, was it not?
I was not allowed.
To eat
Pop-Tarts? My mom was insane about, like, stuff like that. Like, no, you are not having Pop. That was, like, a big treat in my house.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It explains
but
everything.
I did get a ding-dong every day at lunch, so I don't know. Seemed a little misplaced. Yeah, there were weird things. Like, in my house, the thought of having a Pop-Tart for breakfast was just, I mean, you're insane if you think you're going to have a Pop-Tart for breakfast. Would you like a bowl of Cheerios, though, with 8 teaspoons of sugar?
Mm-hmm.
I would, because there were no Frosted Cheerios back then. It was just Cheerios.
That sucks. Couldn't eat Cocoa Puffs? Yeah. Weren't eating Cocoa Puffs with milk?
Cheerios. I had Cheerios for breakfast, I think, every day for my first 12 years on Earth.
I
had them with, when I tell you, scoops of sugar.
Yeah.
I mean scoops. So when I would take my spoon and I would put it the bottom, my spoon would be filled with a spoonful of sugar and like 6 Cheerios. Then for lunch, every day from kindergarten, because I didn't eat luncheon meats. I never ate sliced turkey till I got to college.
What?
Yeah. So my lunch every day from kindergarten through 8th grade high school, you had, you know, the cafeteria, you could get pizza and all right. that stuff. When I brought a lunch from kindergarten through eighth grade, the only thing I ever had was a peanut butter sandwich, chips, and a ding dong or a ho ho, some sort of Hostess snack. Oh, there was no God. Little Debbie. There was no Tasty Cakes. There was Hostess. And so, and I didn't eat jelly back then. So it was peanut butter on white bread. I wasn't allowed to have the little bags of chips because why would you buy a variety pack when my mom could buy big bags and put them in, you know, a bag.
A Ziploc bag, right.
A Ziploc bag. And so I had a can of Hawaiian Punch, a little can of Hawaiian Punch.
Man, Hawk, I got to tell you, that sounds awful. That's
it was
depressing.
The greatest. If I could go back to that day and age, I knew what I was getting. I loved it.
That is
a peanut butter sandwich, chips, Jay's potato chips. They only have that in Chicago, I think.
That is
depressing. A ho-ho or a ding-dong and a Hawaiian Punch. Oh, those were the days.
Brother, I'm taking down multiple packs of Pop-Tarts every morning, couple chocolate milks, and no Yoo-hoo. Get that Yoo-hoo out of here, all right? I'm taking down the cafeteria chocolate milk, and then I grew up on Lunchables. Woo!
Yeah, I don't think that existed when I was a kid.
Yeah. What was that, like 1924? And have Lunchables.
I don't think it existed.
Well, Cinnamon Toast Crunch teamed up with Old El Paso to create dessert taco shells made out of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Right.
So the idea is like on the actual box, it's the Cinnamon Toast Crunch taco shell, and then inside is a couple scoops of ice cream.
All right. I wouldn't buy it, but okay. I don't think it's going to be here 10 years from now, if that's what you're asking.
Right.
Like, I don't think that becomes a mainstay of the dessert aisle.
Okay. All right. And finally, so I found this, and I happen to love this. So the top Valentine's Day activity in every state, and it's based on, like, Google Trends and what people are booking on different types of apps. In the state of Florida, do you want to guess what the top Valentine's Day date activity is?
Hard Rock's offering me $62 for that bet right now. And Lazio is beating Bayern Munich 1-0 right now.
Lazio.
Yeah, Lazio. That's what I said.
Lazio.
Right. The Lazio time left in that game. Match. What's the question?
Do you want to guess what the top Valentine's Day date activity is in the state of Florida?
Besides sex? I mean, I'm being honest. I mean, that's got to be the activity. If you have a wife, girlfriend, I mean, you're having sex tonight. It's Valentine's night.
I'm not.
Well, yeah, when you get home, sure.
Probably I'll be tired. I mean, got to talk with.
It'd be rough to perform after the Heat lose by 40.
Well, I mean, if Nico Jovic has another big night, you know,
you'll be all horned up.
All ready to go, baby.
So is this not sex? This is something other than sex?
Yeah, so sex didn't make the list. Funny enough, sex did not make the list.
Top activity?
Top activity, like a date activity. Because first, you got to go on the date, then you get the sex.
I mean, just going to dinner? Is that?
No, that is...
Kayaking?
It's cute. Ice skating.
What is it?
Ice skating.
What is it? In Florida.
In Florida. Ice skating.
Oh, get out of here. Dumbest thing I ever heard.
But this one, to me...
Yeah, let's all pile up in the Panther Den or whatever it is. I mean, get out of here. Ridiculous.
Oh, Hawk, keep watching that score, baby. Keep watching the PSG game.
Is there another?
Keep watching that PSG game.
That's Mbappe.
It's not.
Hey!
Let's go!
Does it count?
It counts. Let's go.
All right, because you always have to do that in soccer. So I'm always seeing goals, and then, like, no one, like, yeah.
Let's go, baby. 2-0.
Let's go. You want to know how much they're offering for that bet now?
Let's see it.
Off the board. They are ready to seed their losses.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Man, we're on a heater with Champions League.
We are on a soccer heater.
Even though it's extremely bad luck with a 2-0 lead.
Oh, who was that? Barcola?
Yeah, that is Bradley Barcola.
Is he good?
From France. I mean, he's starting for PSG as a left winger.
Oh, he's got to be pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, Norris Cole started for the.
All right. Well, in Idaho and in Oregon, axe throwing is the most popular Valentine's Day date activity.
All right. This is ridiculous.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Mini golf also atop the list across the United States.
Well, divorce anybody who takes you for mini golf tonight.
I mean, this whole list is set up to just piss you off. An escape room in
New
Jersey.
But it's just ridiculous. The top activity in Florida is ice skating. Okay.
Something we've never talked about, a cooking class. Oh, my God. Could you imagine a cooking class?
I walk past them every night. They have them at Sur La Table at Meisner Park.
Mm-hmm.
That actually looks fun.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE for free consultations 24/7. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Partly cloudy right now in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will be in the low 70s. That is your weather.
PSG up 2-0 in the 72nd minute, if you couldn't gather that by our excitement. Make Cheetah Pompano. Here's an idea for Valentine's. Where's this on your list? I mean, tonight's Valentine's. They got an event at Cheetah Hallandale.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
I mean, I start talking about romance, the fire alarm goes off.
I mean, you live in
the Poke and Beans.
It's unbelievable. Your fire alarm goes off once a week.
I love when they say, please cease all operations. Hey, you ain't been listening to what I've been doing since 2. I ceased operations a few months ago.
All right, you wanna go to break here? I could play a little something.
Well, why don't we give away the heat tickets here?
All right, let's do that.
All right, that alarm, of course, means it's time to give away heat tickets. That alarm, of course, means PSG is up 2 goals or more. You want to give away the heat tickets?
Yeah, let's give away the heat tickets.
You want me to
do
it? I mean, do you want to do it so I can just mute myself and people don't have to hear the fire alarm?
Yeah, I got you. I'll mute you right now. All right. Let's give away these Miami Heat tickets. We're doing this all week, by the way. So if you don't win today, still a couple chances. The Heat will play the Jazz first game of March. It's March 2nd at the Kaseya Center. Let's do caller number 13 for Bam Adebayo. Had a triple-double yesterday, and we haven't shown Bam enough love today. So caller 13, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. 0560, caller number 13 wins 2 tickets to see the Miami Heat play the Jazz on March 2nd. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, more of Hawk's Fire Alarm.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy, te quiero.
Te quiero mucho.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oof, PSG almost just scored again. 7 minutes away from locking up this bet, baby. So, juggling a lot of things. We're obviously keeping an eye on this PSG game versus Real Sociedad. They're up 2-0. Hawk and I have a little action on it. And if you're wondering, well, where's Hawk and where's Crowder? And you're just joining the show. So Crowder was off today, Valentine's Day, him and his wife, Asia. They do it big on Valentine's Day. Hawk, well, for maybe the 15th time in the past, I don't know, like 6 months, his fire alarm is going off. And he left because he says, hey, this might be the real thing. I think I got to go because the fire trucks showed up at his apartment complex. I told him, go, you know, like we're fine here. Go. And somebody texted in 305-567-0560. Bunch of texts come in every time Hawk's fire alarm goes off. But somebody says, I don't know why this fire alarm thing is so hilarious. And it really is. So live listen to Hawk's apartment as the fire alarm goes off. Hawk, what are your thoughts on Nikola Jovic last night? All right, so obviously Hawk is trying to make sure that his apartment is not going to burn down. So we were planning on playing for you the Bill Burr Sherry's Berries commercial that we play almost every Valentine's Day because it reminds us a lot about our show, which, you know, just we call them radio interceptions, where you have these blunders on the air and things kind of get away from you while you're doing a live endorsement on the air and you can't stop laughing. And I want to play that for everybody here because it happens to be one of the funniest things that I think we play every year. But before we get there, I'd written this down to get to it at some point regarding Tua Tagovailoa. We haven't talked any Dolphins today. So since Hawk and Crowder aren't here, I figure, hey, let's give the people what they want. Some Tua hot take. So let's do it right now. NFL Network or NFL.com had this article that was published after the Super Bowl, and it was titled Assessing Intriguing QB Market as 2024 NFL Offseason Near. Who could be headed where? And they go into every single quarterback situation across the NFL. As you can imagine, when talking about the Chiefs or the Bengals, the Dallas Cowboys, even the Buffalo Bills, all those guys, they're set in stone, right? But with the Miami Dolphins, as we all know, very polarizing depending on which side you fall on. Tua Tagovailoa should get a contract extension. Some of you out there think, hey, don't pay Tua, but keep him because there's no better option. And then there's those of you out there who are saying, hey, Tua's trash, get rid of him, and don't you dare, if you're Chris Greer, throw him the bag. Here's what NFL.com wrote. Miami picked up Tua Tagovailoa's fifth-year option last spring, locking him in at just over $23 million for 2024. Now it's time for that contract extension. Tagovailoa told reporters at the Pro Bowl games he believes that will happen, and general manager Chris Greer said, quote, the goal is to have him here long-term playing at a high level. They continue, indications are both sides would like to get a deal done quickly this offseason, so that it's not a storyline that hangs over training camp or the regular season. But it might not be easy to negotiate, and it definitely won't be cheap. Tagovailoa just set career highs in passing yards, touchdowns, and completion percentage while starting all 17 games. Notable durability for a player who had missed significant time in previous years, including with concussion issues in 2022. With the salary cap continuing to rise, Tagovailoa now has a strong case to push for a contract at or above Joe Burrow's top of the market $55 million contract per season. So that's what NFL.com had to say. And just how we here on the show, I think, you know, I can speak for Crowder and Hawk. We've talked about this so much. We're all expecting Tua to get this deal at some point. And truthfully, probably sooner rather than later. I truthfully believe that the Miami Dolphins, Chris Greer, Stephen Ross, they're going to sit down with Tua and his agent. And they're going to do their due diligence. They're going to explain, hey, we want you here long term, and we want to pay you, but, you know, would you be willing to take a team-friendly deal? The problem is, I don't think Tua or the people representing him are going to fall for that. And that's where it gets dicey, right? Is Chris Greer willing to throw Tua the Joe Burrow bag? I don't think the Dolphins want to do that. Tua did show he was durable. There's absolutely no doubt about that. And that was probably the biggest overlying question coming into this season. Can he stay durable? Can he stay upright? Can he avoid missing games? Because all throughout his career, that was the case. And he proved it. So he really did prove the biggest question about whether or not he can be a franchise quarterback. Can he stay healthy? The question is, can Tua take you to the promised land? And you guys know how I feel about that. My answer is, from what we've seen thus far through his career, I don't think so. I don't think Tua Tagovailoa can take you to the promised land. I don't think he's ever going to be able to out-duel Patrick Mahomes, as we just saw. I don't think he'll ever be able to out-duel Lamar Jackson. I don't think he's going to be able to beat Josh Allen in a big game or Joe Burrow, if healthy, in a big game. But if you're the Dolphins and Chris Greer feels the way I feel, does that mean you move on from him? You don't pay him? The bottom line is, led the league in touchdowns, or was top of the league in touchdowns, led the league in offense behind Tua, had career highs in passing yards, had his best season this year with his completion percentage at 69.3, and he started all 17 of those games. If you're still one of these Dolphins fans who doesn't think the Dolphins are going to extend Tua, I got news for you, buddy. Get ready. Get ready because it's coming. Is it going to be $55 million? Is it going to be a record for the most money ever thrown at a quarterback? Hopefully not. Hopefully the Dolphins can work something out for him, give him the security of longevity while also making him happy with that number. But just look around the league. For those of you who claim Kirk Cousins would be a better option, Justin Fields, you just don't know that. You simply just don't know that. And can Mike McDaniel, the offensive guru, who didn't look like an offensive guru at the end of the season, can he, you know, reformat his offense to be tailored to a guy like Justin Fields or Kirk Cousins? Probably. But the bottom line is, how can you sell, hey, we just had the best offensive season and we're atop of the NFL in all those offensive categories with this quarterback, and we're not going to pay him because we're going to test it out with a guy coming off an Achilles injury in Kirk Cousins, or we're going to test it out with a guy who's been a perennial loser in Chicago? I know there's a lot of factors to Justin Fields and losing in Chicago, but the reality is he hasn't shown you he can be the difference between the Dolphins getting a playoff win or not. So to wrap this puppy up, I have my questions about Tua. There's clear limitations. I have my doubts about Tua Tagovailoa, but I've come to the terms, the reality, which is the Miami Dolphins are going to pay this man. And the quicker you accept that, the easier it'll be when we see that number, when we see the amount of years, and you're thinking to yourself, why have we just tied ourselves to this guy? But for those of you who think Tua is great, like Hawk does, for those of you who think Tua should get the bag, it's coming, ladies and gentlemen. It absolutely is. All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. I got my Tua rant out of the way. We got our Tua Dolphins discussion for the week out of the way. On the other side, hopefully, Hawk's fire alarm is off. Hopefully, everything is okay at his building. Everybody's safe there as well. Don't forget, we have a Miami Heat game coming up. We'll do one more segment. We'll talk with Zach Gelb from CBS Sports Radio in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, and we are seconds away from winning our second straight Champions League bet of the week. Man City yesterday, PSG right now in stoppage time leads Real Sociedad 2-0. The Hockman and Crowder Show with just Solana, I guess, and Jimmy continues next, the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
If you're a bird, I'm a bird.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.